Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show, and this is the power segment. This is my podcast. This is the wrap-up of my show on understanding appreciating assets. I've talked to you about an appreciating asset, what an asset is. I've told you you can get a hold of me directly if you have any questions about this at 719-330-1457. You can go to churchillcolorado.com, churchillcolorado.com. Put your information on the right-hand side and say, Jay, I want to understand more about appreciating assets. But in summary, in the power segment, I want to go ahead and redefine and reiterate with you what an asset is, and that's just something that increases in value over time. If you look at the definition by Billy Eberhardt and other individuals, the difference starts to become clear between an appreciating asset and a depreciating asset. See, an asset is something that is useful or valuable, so an iPhone can be something valuable, or a car can be something valuable. But when you look at an appreciating asset, this is something as opposed to a depreciating asset. So an iPhone 10 is an amazing thing, but it's going to get less valuable with time. If you go ahead and take any automobile, unless it's a rare collectible that I'll swing around and define, it's going to be depreciating over time over appreciating. So an appreciating asset is a thing that stores value and has potential to increase in value over time. That's the key. From a business perspective, it's that item that has a higher market value than its book value or taxable value upon sale and will generate a capital gain. So my question is, with you, what you do with your asset or your appreciating asset or your excess capital will determine whether or not you will build wealth. And this is exactly what Billy Eberhardt says in Money Mastery, which is a book I'd be happy to provide you with a copy of. You can go and get it, Billy Eberhardt. It talks about gaining assets, gaining appreciating assets. But also, I'm going to share with you what are some of the top five assets in the world. Number one, without a doubt, is business assets. If you look at assets and appreciating assets from a business perspective, the top 10 wealthiest individuals in America and the world have all built their appreciating assets off of business. Number one, Jeff Bezos, $78 billion just this last year on Amazon, a business. Number two, Bill Gates, Microsoft, a business. Number three, Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, a business. You go in number four, Larry Ellis, Oracle, a business. You keep going. If you look at the Koch brothers with the second largest privately held company in the United States, Cargill, number one, building a business. Then you look at Larry Page and Sergey Brin, who built Google, which is now Alphabet, assets in business. Mike Bloomberg, business. But number two is real estate. Number three, if you go through, is investments. You can still invest in Google or Alphabet or Berkshire Hathaway, 401ks, IRAs, all of this stuff is an asset. Influence and knowledge is an asset. Just look at Dave Ramsey and his radio show and the power of knowledge. Look at items of value such as art. There are coins, collectibles, coins, cars, toys, guns. 0.1% of these can appreciate in value if you got a gullwing Mercedes in the 1950s model range. But you're not going to get extra value if you go out and buy a brand new Cadillac 2019 Escalade. It's going to go like Ramsey says, clunk, 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 clunk. That's the sound of $20,000, $30,000 coming off the value of that car when it drives over the curb off of the lot. So the difference between appreciating and depreciating assets is huge. And I want to focus on real estate because next week I'm going to continue the radio show and podcast under the title of 30X. That's the name of the podcast. And that is 30 times the wealth that homeowners have over renters. And one of the most remarkable things I'm going to tell you is an author that quoted, get this, the largest single engine in America for the middle class to build wealth is real estate. And I talked in the last segment with Justin Hermey, who's a real estate agent, and there's specific reasons why real estate is such an amazing appreciating asset as opposed to an iPhone or that DVR or the VCR or the TV that you're investing in. Because technology allows some things to be made cheaper and cheaper and cheaper or less expensive, less expensive, less expensive every year. And then you have things like businesses or education or real estate, which are the three big appreciating assets. If you can invest in yourself and education, that's an asset. Not if you do it in African basket weaving studies to become a Starbucks barista. That's not an investment. That's just a stupid waste of money. Go to a community college and become a welder for 1/30th of the price and you can make more money. I know welders that are making $90,000 and baristas that are making $36,000, and the barista has $60,000 from Arizona State University on some extraneous studies liberal arts program. I'm not talking about that education. I'm talking about the education of an engineer, the education of a CPA, the education of a doctor, the education of a nurse, the education of a teacher. All of those specific things, you can go in and grow and get a professorship or tenureship, but get something. Hey, and I'm speaking to the choir, man. I tried to get physical therapy and I couldn't get it. I ended up getting biology. So I popped into the military and what? I took that educational intelligence and became a hospital administrator through the School of Hard Knocks and then through courses and then a pilot. And I came out, no training for mortgage. Then in 1998, I started all over again. In the last 20 years, I've studied mortgage and now I make seven figures with it. You can too. That knowledge is key. Business is key, but it's too complex. The biggest and most important appreciating asset that you have access to is real estate. It's the largest discriminator of wealth, more than education, more than age, more than ethnic background, more than your sex, is the ownership of education. Sign on the dotted line, own real estate, increases your net worth 30 plus times. And I'll go into that in more detail next week. But what I want to share with you now is some of the details of how this knowledge of an appreciating asset, finding something of value, and not just of value because an iPhone's of value, but something of appreciating value. That thing that stores value and has potential to increase over time. Real estate. And I talked to Justin about the fact that this is the case because land starts to become more sparse in popular areas like San Francisco and New York every single year. Colorado Springs, the same thing is happening. Your materials are getting more and more expensive. Your labor costs, we can't import your house from China or the Philippines. An American has to build it. The regional inspector, the appraiser, the contractor, the framer, they're all going to make more. But most importantly is now we're getting into regulations, especially with this new Governor Paulus that wants to go to 100% renewable energy. We might very soon be similar to California where there's going to be a mandate for solar panels to be on every house. And people say that's fantastic. And I agree, but I have the money to buy it. So there's the cost of waiting where you've got to get into the market before more regulation comes in, before more bureaucracy. And building the house. But the biggest takeaways are this. Before I end my show, I want you to understand there's a difference in building wealth between appreciating assets and depreciating assets. The biggest part of building wealth is not necessarily understanding what you have to do, but simply understanding what you shouldn't do and stop doing it. People say the first thing you do if you're in a hole is stop digging. If you're spending money on depreciating assets, if you have unsecured debt and you're not only buying a new car, which is something that's stupid, unless you got $1 million in net worth, You should not be buying a brand new car. Now, my only exception to that is if you're a truck driver and it's in direct line to your business and you need a reliable, sure, you can justify it. I still say buy a used one, but that's the one exception to say, sure, if you need to go buy a brand new van because you have a plumbing business for reliability, so be it. You know, if you need transportation because you're doing Uber driving in Denver 70 hours a week, yeah, you might want a new car, but not if you're getting it just from get to point A to point B. If you're in a hole, you have to first stop digging if you want to get out. So if you're buying a depreciating asset like a car that's brand new off the lot, by the love of God, please don't finance it. That's like punching yourself twice, one for buying a depreciating asset and another one for buying it with someone else's money. Well, Jay, I can't afford a car. I don't believe you if you say you can't afford a car. I got my 16-year-old friend of my son, Asher, Sky, who bought a 1994 Toyota 4Runner for $500 and all the windows works and the transmission works and the engine works. He spent more to put new tires on it, $600, than the car itself. You can find it, especially in this town, a military town. My point is not to argue with you. My point is for you to understand the difference between an appreciating asset and a depreciating asset. And then when you do that, make sure that with that appreciating asset, when you get excess capital, you start to earn more earned income. With the extra capital, the excess capital that you have, please buy an appreciating asset rather than a depreciating asset, and you're going to start to turn the curve or the momentum towards building wealth. And lastly, I'm going to finish with this, is how do we apply this specifically to your life? The biggest takeaways are, one, you need to understand it, but number two is simply to start to get advice through books. I just bought this book, Chris Hogan, The Everyday Millionaire. They interviewed 10,000 people, normal next-door neighbor Americans, that in a slow, methodical, well-thought-out fashion have built wealth through appreciating assets and the elimination of debt. It's Dave Ramsey's Baby Steps. First, get an emergency reserve, then get rid of all your debt through the debt snowball, then get 3 to 6 months of your budget reserve, and then you and I can talk about assets. But if you still have unsecured debt, like credit card debt, school debt, car debt, stereo debt, pet debt, whatever type of debt you have, you really have to get rid of that. Here's a free one for the day. If you don't have all of your debt eliminated, you shouldn't be investing in a 401k. Your first investment, if you still have unsecured debt, first of all, cut up the card and stop putting money on the card. You see? Stop digging. Don't make your hole deeper. Number two, get rid of all of the debt. And then once you get through baby step 1, 2, and 3, emergency reserve, debt snowball, and get a 3 to 6 month budget reserve, then you can start to talk about appreciating assets. And after that, understanding of appreciating assets, you can start building a building block towards financial independence, towards just stability, call it stress elimination. And then once you do that, you can start building the thing that starts with the W called wealth. And wealth doesn't have to get you big gold teeth and Mercedes and all of that stuff. It can just get you security and a retirement so you can go and do more and serve others. So that's my podcast for today. And as I state at the end of every single show, please go grow and prosper. Tell somebody close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and your purpose in life, pray to God that He would deliver it to you, because that's what I found in you, the radio show, the podcast list, someone I'd like to have a candid conversation with to add value to your life, because the feedback and the one-on-one fellowship that you give me adds value right back. So you've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Reach out to me at 719-330-1457 if you want to talk, have help with your purchase or refinance transaction, or just continue the conversation about understanding appreciating assets.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.